Now you will hear the second segment.
It's well known that many languages are related not just to those of neighboring areas, but also to those further afield, having evolved from a common ancestor. Scientists are now finding out more and more about just how languages evolve. Barry Lee reports.
Languages evolve just as species do. And just as with organisms, the rate of evolution is hardly uniform. Some words evolve rapidly, with the result that there are many different word forms with a common origin, what linguists call cognates, for meanings across and within languages. Bird, for example, takes many disparate forms across Indo-European languages, but other words, like the word for the number two, have hardly evolved at all. So that de in French and dos in Spanish are very similar, derived from the same ancestral sound. Linda Johnson?
If you study evolution, you immediately ask, why is that the case? Mark Pagel, a professor at the University of Reading, and colleagues Quentin D. Atkinson and Andrew Mead have come up with a mechanism to answer that question. Put simply, the more a word is used, the less it evolves.
In their research, described in Nature, they first looked at 200 word meanings across 87 Indo-European languages and determined how many cognates each had. That enabled them to develop estimates of how rapidly the words were evolving, Dr. Pagel said. They analyzed spoken and written word databases in four of those languages: English, Spanish, Russian, and Greek. They looked to see how frequently the words were used.
What they found was that in at least those four very disparate languages, correlation between the frequencies is very high. Words that were frequently used had few cognates within each language, while words that were used rarely had many. As to how frequency of word use would affect evolution, a possibility is that if errors are made in speaking common words, they may tend to be corrected.
Rarely used words may not necessarily be corrected, however, because they are infrequently heard. According to Dr. Pagel, that allows a person to develop a stronger linkage to the mutant form, and they are likely to express that form again.